You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Afghanistan, 2021. A catastrophe on television, a catastrophe that still echoes. Why? I welcome Cliff May, the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing his column for the Washington Times. And he will help us understand the echoes of that catastrophe, much more than not only the deceased American soldiers and the people who were murdered by a so-called ISIS bomber who was working with Al-Qaeda and, we have reason to believe, the Taliban, but also because of the population of Afghanistan itself and all of Central Asia reaching into the Caucasus are now at risk because, Cliff, a very good evening to you. It was Mr. Biden's idea, we now see from the calendar, to announce the withdrawal of the Afghanistan deployment at Bagram and in Kabul, which was, I think, less than 3,000 American personnel mixed in with members of NATO, to withdraw them on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 in 2021. It didn't happen, but what did happen is a catastrophe. How does it echo today, Cliff? Good evening to you.
But even to, yes, I think that it was very, very clear that President Biden thought we're going to withdraw every last soldier. As you say, there were less than 2,500 Americans. Maybe there were a few thousand from NATO. There were contractors who were keeping the helicopters going. The U.S. was able to, I think, rather successfully without combat operations, keep the Afghan security forces working, which was suppressing the Taliban, which was in no urban centers at that point, only in the deep countryside. With a year later, of course, and this is correlation, not causation, but you never, but one can think about it. What happened? Well, a year later, you have Putin sending troops and tanks into Ukraine. And 2 years later, you have Hamas, backed by the Islamic Republic of Iran, invading and staging a pogrom in Israel. And one day after that, Hezbollah begins bombing northern Israel. It continues to this very day. Well, among other things, there was President Biden was showing that we're just not going to stay in these fights. He thought in his speech he would say, "You see, I've ended an endless war. I'm a great hero." He was kind of repeating what President Obama had done, I think, very poorly in Iraq, withdrawing, not leaving a residual force behind, that led to the creation of the Islamic State. And that also empowered the Shia militias that are instructed and funded by the Islamic Republic of Iran. Today, you have what people sometimes call a Shia crescent. You have Lebanon as a virtual colony of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You have Syria with Bashar al-Assad having killed millions of his own people, now back in power. Iraq is at risk. It could again also end up as a colony of Iran. And you have the continuing war against Israel on multiple fronts. You have the Houthis, another proxy of the Iranians in Yemen, and they're stopping shipping, and they're doing successfully, again, because the U.S. is not showing deterrence. We're shooting arrows. We're not shooting archers.
Let's focus just on one element of what happened in August of 2021. Never completely answered. Abandoning Bagram before the evacuation, before the exit, it's still a mystery. However, there's also the matter of what if we had Bagram? What would have changed Cliff, you've been in conversation with the distinguished Fred Starr of the American Foreign Policy Institute. What does he have to say about it?
Yes. So Bagram Air Base, we had developed. It was a very important air base. It was abandoned very suddenly. The Afghan workers there got up and said, "We're the Americans." They seem to have bugged out. We left you billions of dollars in equipment and helicopters, other things that, by the way, the Taliban brought out on the third anniversary of their retaking of Kabul for a parade. Bagram was important for a number of reasons. One, Central Asia, the Indo-Pacific, is teeming with terrorist groups. So you want to have military forces, and with military forces come intelligence forces. You want to have them there. You can't do it reasonably well, as they say, over the horizon. Two, Afghanistan has a border with a country that we're concerned about, the People's Republic of China. You have an air base close by is very useful. And third, and this is what Dr. Starr brings up, he sent me a note after my column about this saying, by giving up Bagram, we are essentially giving up all the nations of Central Asia, either to Russia or to China or to both. Fred Starr is a great expert in Central Asia, including Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan. This is a part of the world very few Americans are familiar with, but it's a more interesting and important part of the world than most people know.
There is a new concern. And Josh Rogan's column in the Washington Post, following your thinking about what can go wrong and why when America leaves and doesn't secure the area that it heretofore has patrolled. This would be the American contingent with our allies watching ISIS try to reawaken itself in Syria. There is talk that that's coming home, too, perhaps as soon as the end of Mr. Biden's administration. What will that mean, Cliff?
Very important to keep in mind that after the bug out from Iraq, ISIS rises up, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. For a while, it has territory about the size of the United Kingdom. It's ruling about 12 million people. President Obama has to send troops back. Those troops then fight under Trump as well. ISIS is deprived, stripped of its territory, but it continues to function in many ways. It was ISIS Khorasan, ISIS-K, that was responsible for the suicide bombing in Kabul about this time in 2021. It was during that chaotic evacuation, killing 13 Americans, American servicemen and servicewomen, and killing over 170 Afghans. And yes, if there's a pullout, President Trump thought about that, got close to it, didn't do it. As you say, Josh Rogan's talking about the possibility of a Harris administration doing it. If the U.S. gets rid of its forces in places like Iraq and places like Syria, then ISIS reconstitutes. And it becomes, it takes territory, it takes wealth, it takes oil facilities, it takes a population that it begins to rule. And it's enabled and enriched, but it's not. We haven't the fight against ISIS, which is a rival, not an enemy of Al Qaeda and the Taliban. It continues because of mistakes we've made in the past.
Just a minute here, Cliff, and it's too early to do summaries in the century. What I'm learning, though, from your explication, is that our adversaries pay no penalty when the U.S. leaves and they move in, no penalty whatsoever. And that lesson is going to continue, I believe, until there's a stop to it. I measure that Afghanistan wasn't the first time the foreign policy of the U.S. was off the rails. Can it recover, Cliff? Do you hear voices saying we need to stop this? We have 30 seconds.
Yes, there are voices saying that. Yes, there are voices saying we need to get back to the Reagan-esque policy of peace through strength. We need to be able to deter our enemies and our adversaries. You deter them if they think you have the capabilities to do them harm and the will to use, they'll utilize those capabilities. That has to be reestablished. It's very weak right now.
Cliff May is the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He writes his column for the Washington Times. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.